Sweetest friends, we are continuing our discussion of Inyanei Galus VeGeula Al Pi HaSefer Razili Shel Maran HaGaon Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Says the Rav in page Pei, Shir Shevi Yischus Avim for Avimor Avim Marasi Rav Henoch Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha and Rav Yitzchak Michiel Ben Esther. Says the Rav, Hageula shetafoch lahalosam mishefel hamadrega, ad rum hod teferes kodesh nisgavos hamadregos. The geula that is going to transform and elevate from the lowest level until the highest, glorious, splendorous, holiest, most sublime level, taviba zegam hirus gadol v'shvira gdola laosam shelo staglu lekabel v'litzbog El tochem kol kach gedulos v'kol kach nizgavos, is going also to bring a great destruction and a breaking to those who have not been accustomed to receive and absorb in their midst such greatness, such sublimity. V'tamtzis shel atochen haklali hazeh kvaruchol v'hu ha'shvira ruchnis shagorma kfira klolis, and the essence of the general content of this general content has already began, and that is the spiritual breaking that has caused the general kfira, the rampant heresy that is all around us. Shetocha hu haufa elokis shemofia b'ikfasa d'mashicha, that inside of it is the godly revelation that appears at the time of ikfasa d'mashicha, the footsteps of Mashiach. Because the world is not accustomed to such great revelations, nase shinui veses ze letchilas choli, the beginning of this change, the shinui veses, referring to the, alluding to the woman's change in her menstrual cycle, that's considered tchilas choli, the beginning of sickness. This shinui veses, this change, this ikfas ha-demeshicha, has caused a tchilas choli, the beginning of illness. V'lazos dorush v'nochutz lehistagil b'zman hazeh lideimutz rav v'toikev kabir b'oiz ha-kedusha lachtzois b'goiva ha-gvoim u'belo lehichalish me'uma, for that is required and needed to become accustomed in this time to adapt in a great way with tremendous strength and with the power of Kedusha. Not to become weak at all. Vireishis hatzadim lehistaglus zeu omet ha'amuna v'tokef ha'bitochem b'tuv Hashem v'chasadav ha'gedolim. And the beginning of the steps to accustom ourselves is the power of emuna and the strength of bitachon. In other words, how do we deal with this difficult period of ikfas d'mashicha? We adapt a tremendous emuna and bitachon in the goodness of God, v'chasadav ha'gedolim, and its wonderful chesed. V'shekol ha'yesh v'lishum yotzei min ha'klal notzar v'nivra l'tuv u'l'chesed l'galos tuv Hashem, and that all of existence with no exception has been created for goodness, for chesed, and to reveal the goodness of Hashem. V'she'en shum davar sh'ne'amar alav ki hu zeh shehura b'hechled ala kol tov, that there's nothing about which we can say that it's absolute evil, but rather it's all good. V'lo rak she'asid latzeis mizeh tov ela tov behechlet be'avar u'behove be'atid, it's not only that it will be good, it's that it is good, it was good, and it will be good. This is mamish a great level of emun and bitachon, not that it will turn out for the best, but that it is for the best. That's the avoda v'kus of the Mashicha in particular. V'chayev kol ben dea shemitzapi li'ishua lilmod li'agea atzmoi, and every person of Das, who anticipates the Yeshua, has to learn and to toil himself to reach this Madrega. Eich lahakir tuv Hashem b'chol hanimtza. How to see the goodness of God in everything that exists. V'hayesh hatov hamuchlat. Everything that exists in this world, we must see the goodness of God, the absolute good. Tov shein yosir tov mimenu. Good of which there is no better. Lo rak be'osid ki im gam behove. Not in the future it will be good, but rather even in the present, even though we don't see it, it is good. V'havana zu atzma meromemesis hanefesh. And this havana alone, this understanding alone, elevates the soul. Uma'adiras haneshama lehayosa amitza v'chazaka. And empowers the neshama to make it strong and powerful. Chamusha b'zroa gvura v'nezer teferes hanitzachon. Armed with the with great strength and the glory of the splendor of victory. Lenatzeach al hakol ulahalos es hakol. That your neshama should vanquish all, be elevated above all, im hakol, with all, bakol mikol kol, everything. The neshama elevates everything, as elevates everything, as higher than everything, to see the good in everything. And when he talks about la los el hakol, it's obviously referring to the kol, to the 50, bakol mikol kol. Avram says Bakol, Yitzchak says Mikol, Yaakov says Kol. This Kol is 50, which is the 50 levels of Das and Yovel and many very deep Kabbalistic ideas which I personally don't understand. Umadregazu Hisig Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Shim Godol Gova HaNavua Shalom. And this Madrega was achieved by Moshe, that with his great level of Navua, Lo Hischalshu Evarav B'Moshe. His limbs did not get weak, because all of his goal, his purpose, his focus was to be Tov. It says that when he was born, he was Tov. And the Geula will spread the wings of the Nevuah of Moshe, who saw with an aspaklaria meira, a clear looking glass, as it says in Yevamos Mem Tes Amud Beis Ayin Sham, al kol Yisrael, and the entire Jewish people. We continue, Ofen HaGeula Lefi Tochen HaTzipiyah Ela. The way of the Geula is going to be based on how we wait for it. Ofen Geulasim Shal Yisrael Tolefi Ofen HaTzipiyah LeGeula. The form of the Geula of the Jewish people is dependent upon the way we anticipate the Geula. Kol Mashiyadu Yosel Harmes HaTzipiyah LeGedulos V'Nisgabos LePlios Kimei Tzizcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Nuflos. The more we are able to elevate our view, to see the wonders, to anticipate seeing the greatness and the wonders and the sublimity of the pasuk in Micha, Zayin Tesvav, Ki Meitzeis Chomer Tzayim Renu Flos, like the days that you went out of Egypt, I will show you wonders. Kein Yia Be'emes Gama Pol Kacha. That is actually what is going to happen in practice. Ve'achov Muta Al Kol B'nei Deah Shilmu Du Tochen Oser Amaz here. And there is an obligation upon all those with understanding, with wisdom, that they should learn the content of the shining, wondrous future that we await. In order that they should know to have yearning for the highest purposes, and they will cause with this anticipation and with this belief, with this bitachon, great salvations in the midst of the land. That the Gula will be in the highest strength, v'atiferes and glory l'Yisrael, for the Jewish people. Shiruach Hashem yered v'yachdor l'chol alavavos v'kol yishu el Hashem. That the Spirit of God should go down, penetrate all of the hearts, and everybody's way, salvation will be, hopes will be to Hashem. V'yaskilu kizor harakia, like it says in Daniel Yod Beis Gimel, and they will shine like the shining sky. They will be wise like the shining sky. L'havinu l'hasig imke ha'sodos V'haniglos gam yachad. That they await this geula, where the Spirit of God will penetrate all the hearts of man, and we'll all wait for God, and we'll be so wise, and we'll understand and comprehend the depths of the secrets and the revealed teachings together. That since they know to describe the wondrous geula and anticipate it with truth and with completeness, and they will reach the Madrega to understand that the Geula in a lower way is not still the Shlemus for which we are anticipating and waiting. Anything less is not the Geula we're waiting for. We want the tip top, the highest possible level Geula. Like it says in Yeshaya Aleph Chafei, and we will need to be purified and purified like the pasuk says, that all of your impurities will be removed. Through this anticipation for this great level of purity, we will be mamshich such a geula, the highest level geula. And through this anticipation, we give the entire world the schus of these high levels. And we protect the world from numerous terrible tsaros chas v'shalom. That is, in the future, going to come if the geula is not in the shiniest, brightest way. Therefore, Zionism, even though, in general, it brought in its wings blessing, based on the pasuk in Malachi Gimel Chaf, and brought faraway sons to their mother and to the room of their parents, they thought to make the future geula a geula of natural means. So in other words, they dimmed a little bit the light of geula. They thought, the Zionists, that the geula would become through natural means. The deepest desire that penetrated the hearts of the Jewish people is not to want geula b'derech hateva, even though one can find sources for that. Kim dafka l'geula romeima gedola min hateva. We want a geula that is higher than nature. V'choftzu lihigoyel gam me'ateva atzmo. We want it to be redeemed also from nature. Not only don't want to be redeemed in a natural way, we want to be redeemed from nature. The word teva doesn't appear anywhere in all of Tanakh. It's not a real thing. We want to go above nature. And this desire itself would actually create in reality what they wanted. So the Rav says something very deep. That happened was the Zionists came, they started talking about geula b'derech hateva. Sfarim were written, proofs were brought that geula is going to be b'derech hateva, and these people who originally waited for something much bigger came to the conclusion that that's all we have, that all we're going to have is geula b'derech hateva. And therefore the neshama hapnimis started, the internal soul started feeling the pain. So the Gedolim didn't like that, because we wanted to be redeemed from Teva, That's not what we had this long galus for, to just to be redeemed b'derech hateva. Yes, there are sources like that, but we would rather, much rather, have something bigger. And through the emunah in something bigger, we make that bigger thing happen, that bigger type of gula happen, that supernatural type of gula happen, that being redeemed from nature type of gula. But by believing in a lesser gula, then that's all we're going to be zochet to. So the Gedolei Hador didn't like that. So they didn't also understand necessarily the tochen hamavukash of their deeper neshama. And if they would have explained the Tviya Nishmatit, and most of the people didn't listen to them, most of the people did follow the Zionists, but had they stressed the Tviya Nishmatit, the demands of the soul, that we want something bigger, then they would have elevated this movement to a shinier, brighter place. But the individual tzaddikim, the remnants of the tzaddikim, saw in the vision of their spirit, and with all the depths of their life, they tried to establish the world and to restore the hope for the highest level of geula, and at the same time not weaken in any way the desire for Tzion in the more superficial, natural, and simple way. So what the Rebbe is saying is that the Geula comes commensurate with how we anticipate this Geula. The bigger the Geula we hope for, the bigger it's going to be. The Zionist movement wanted to create a Geula which was a lower level of Geula, a Geula b'derech hatev, which is going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And when people start believing that Chas V'Shalom, then that what's it makes it happen. And there was a lot of opposition to Zionism, but the Tviya Nishmatit, the fact that our soul wants something bigger, wasn't explained. And the Memela, people didn't listen. But there were individual tzaddikim who at once didn't want to weaken the hope for the to return to Zion in a natural way, but on the other hand, try to elevate people to hope for a much bigger, much larger scale, much more cosmic geula. Tov advarim hayu niflaim, and I hope that the b'siyata d'shmaya were able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.